Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Holla. I almost just said the hi, and at the last second, I remembered that we're on to Holla.
It's season 5, baby, of The Real Housewives of Rewatch, and I'm Sue Funk, and I'm here with
Danielle from Brands by Bravo, and I'm so glad I caught myself. I'm actually shocked that hasn't happened yet.
I know. I think about it all the time because I really do want to be like, hi.
I know. I do miss it a little. I miss it a little.
When Heather leaves, we can go back to hi.
Okay. Well, yeah. Unless there's someone or something else.
I don't know if anybody else has another iconic greeting such as that.
I know.
Like, what are we going to just be like, we made a nice.
Maybe. Well, before we get into our season 5, episode 15. Mm-hmm. We didn't even pre-talk about this, and I didn't tell you I was going to ask. Ooh. You this. Have you heard the rumors that some of the old Roni ladies are going to be joining the new Roni season?
First of all, I require everyone to say, new rumors.
The rumors. Sorry, how could I miss that opportunity?
Please never say that word without saying it like that again. No, I'm joking. I did hear that rumor. I am all for it. So the rumor is that it's going to be Lou, Dorinda and Sonia are going to mingle, and we've seen photos of them with Bryn and Jessel. I almost called her Jesselnik. She is not Anthony Jesselnik. Comedian Anthony Jesselnik would be a ridiculous addition to the Real Housewives of New York. I'd kind of be here for it, but anyway, I think it's a great idea.
Me too. If it's organic and not forced, which it seems they've been crossing paths. Like Sonia and Jessel filmed an ad for some like jewelry company thing. So if there is a true way they can make it work, I'm for it.
I like it. I think it's going to be fun. I think it does feel organic because they're all New York socialites in a way. They're not real New York socialites, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. I feel like at this point, New York socialites are as inbred as royalty.
True. And then the other thing, oh, this is so random. I was watching Gilmore Girls and it was somewhere in season 4 and Richard and Emily are sitting at dinner and Richard is saying that he's going to some new hit place in Tribeca. And he literally says it's up and coming.
Maybe that's where Jesselnik got it.
I need to, I was watching it on my phone and you can't screen record from Netflix.
No.
So I'm like, I don't even know how I'll find this scene again. I got to find it and post it.
Let's dive back into St. Barth's. My favorite house with two pools.
Oh my God. I can't even believe we're still in St. Barth's. I feel like
we literally have been here forever, for weeks on end.
It does feel like it. This I think is the last one though, which is good.
That's why I'm really I'm never somebody who wants a sunshine pool vacation, and I'm dying for one. I'm going to LA next week, but
that's all I want in life is to lay by a pool in the sun. That's all I ever want. So the episode starts out. It's the morning. They're all eating. And I think what I wrote down, oh, this is about the couples going to dinner together.
No, that doesn't happen yet. They don't know that.
No?
At this point, it's still Sonia and Ramona talking about white trash. And it's...
No. I'm so sorry. You know what I just realized my note is? They're eating breakfast and they're discussing how they're going out to dinner. The four of them. They're not actually at dinner.
No, they talk... The dinner...
Sonia and Ramona. It's Carol.
They're in...
I don't know what my note is then.
Beginning is the breakfast, and Ramona's never looked better. I don't know if it's because she's had her hair up or she's not wearing makeup, but I have to say, I've watched this scene a couple of times now because I had to go back and refresh myself.
Mm-hmm.
She is stunning. She's never looked younger. And the two of them are sitting there like freaking frack being like, what does white trash even mean? And Sonia, like, and Ramona's like, let me get my iPad. I'll look it up, which I found hilarious because I think at this point, you weren't using your iPhone to look up everything. So
true.
I thought it was really funny to be like, I need my iPad to look this up.
This also is like such a funny back and forth conversation. Lines that I wrote down were, maybe we are white trash, but don't call me that. If you Google it and there is a picture of you, then you know it's true.
Yeah, they were like, if there's a picture of us, then we know it's true. That's what
then she says, nothing is wrong with being poor. You can still make, this is Sonia saying this, nothing is wrong with being poor. You can still make people feel welcome. A hillbilly can make people feel welcome. Hello, welcome to my trailer. She would deliver that a bit better. She delivered the line better than I did just there, but it was just really fun. Like
it's a great scene. I mean, watch it to see Ramona look stunning. The sunlight looks amazing on them. Like, and they literally, it does look amazing because they're the only ones up. They're the only ones eating breakfast. The sun is rising and they're just having this hilarious, are we white trash existential dictionary look up. And then there was also the Sonia's just like, you know, I mean, this is so ridiculous that I came all the way here and I'm doing things. I mean, I could have been at home with my at home dates.
What I like is that there's always often name calling in Housewives, and sometimes the seriousness that the women take it really bugs me. So I'm enjoying that they are laughing about this.
They're obviously upset about it, but they're also just like, this is so ridiculous. Aviva came in so hot.
Yeah.
So then they go to their room and Carol comes in. And Carol, I feel so bad for her because she looks phenomenal in this scene. Everyone who comes into the room looks great. Sonia and Ramona are like getting ready. So they're not like totally perfect yet. But like Carol comes in this blue and green dress, this sundress that looks gorgeous. And she just lays on the bed and she's just like, oh, last night was a lot. And then Sonia's like, well, I heard you guys are going to dinner. You guys are going, you and Reed and you and your boyfriend are going to go to dinner and you're going to leave us tomorrow night. And Carol's just like, so like, la-di-da. She's just kind of like, no, we're going tonight. We're doing an early dinner. We'll be back early. Like, it won't be a lot. And like, they just start chirping away. Ramona and Sonia are like, bah, 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 bah. And of course Aviva overhears. She walks in looking stunning in this brown like long flowy cover-up that like I'm obsessed with. I like kept looking at it and I had to rewind because I was like, oh, I'm not listening to what she's saying. Spoiler alert, didn't matter, because all she just keeps saying is that she was like, you guys are just bringing up again that Reed's here and you're upset. And they're trying to explain, like, no, we're upset that you guys are now fracturing the group.
Which I am not a fan that they went to go have this dinner.
I get why they're doing it. I get why they're upset. I see both sides of this.
Yeah. Why can't the men? Why can't have the men come to a dinner with all of them?
Well, because I'm pretty sure at this point, Carol does not want her boyfriend around the women. Because they are... you know, acting pretty awful.
True.
So Aviva starts explaining again why she's so upset. And she's like, Ramona, you of all people, I thought you would have put up a banner that said, you did it, Aviva. Rah, rah. And she pumps her fists like so dramatically that it's almost like you almost don't believe her as a real human. It's so cartoonish, over the top, ridiculous that you really think that someone would greet you that way. Like, yes, we're all very excited that you were able to overcome your fear by bringing your husband along with you. But like, who's gonna hang a banner? Like, she also had high expectations of what she wanted people to greet her as.
You also missed that she literally yelled, "You can't handle the truth."
Oh no, I was just gonna get to that.
Oh, spoiler. Okay. I was like,
literally, it was great because it's a girl's trip where she goes, "You can't handle the truth," and Ramona in her confessional is just like, Aviva screaming at me Jack Nicholson lines, and I was like, yes, somebody gets it. And it was just so funny how she used that, and immediately all I could hear was Kelly Bensimone going, you're a fan.
That is really good. I just kept thinking of Alex coming in and then Kelly being like, this is fake, this, like, go redo this, you're you know, basically saying that when Alex came stomping in, and it was that same kind of just like, girl, he's, it ain't that serious,
down in your Herman Munster shoes,
basically. Yeah
Even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes. Yeah, Aviva says there's nothing real about them. I mean, it's so much. They go back and forth and it doesn't seem to really resolve, but the best part is Lou comes in completely oblivious. Like, Heather comes in and pops herself on the bed, like pajama party style, like, ooh, I'm just like gonna watch this train wreck in front of me. But Lou comes in just like, hey, everybody, what's going on? We're in paradise. And it's one of the things that I think makes Lou an amazing housewife is her ability to be so self-centered and narcissistic that she doesn't even realize that there is a knockdown, drag-out fucking fight going on. And she's just like, isn't this fabulous?
Like, yes. Well, she's also very good at, to me, like compartmentalizing. But I think that's a skill of all the New York housewives where, to me, no one was better at having a fight and then moving on and having fun. Like, where Beverly Hills would fight about one thing a whole season, New York would have 15 different things going on. And that's to a credit of their self-centeredness, maybe. I don't even know. Like, even here, they are still fighting and then they just go to lunch and then they're still fighting at lunch. Like, they,
and they're at Le Tamarin restaurant. They get birds when they come in. There's like birds around them. And Sonia cries and tells us she has philanthropy. And then Heather is just like, listen, guys, everyone just has to drop it. This is becoming a fucking shit fest. Like, this isn't worth it. Stop talking about the Aviva and the plane. Stop talking about all of it. And so they keep talking about the plane. And they're just like, who cares if she took a small plane? Who cares if she might have died on a small plane? They're like, Carol is sitting there just like basically having like a PTSD episode because she had told them yesterday that like she really was having a tough time with the plane and this has been a lot for her. And nobody's paying attention to the fact that she's really broken up about it.
Yeah. At this lunch, literally everybody just keeps getting up and leaving in different sections. So when Carol's getting upset, she leaves the table and no one really like goes after her for a bit.
No one goes after her at all.
Well, eventually Aviva does, or she like brings her aside. And then like literally in the middle of lunch, they like get a pedicure where fish are eating their feet. And I'm like, I am so I would be Heather in this situation for sure. Like, I, especially now as a new parent, and we know Heather has young kids, it is probably not the easiest for her to like go away. Aviva
had smaller, younger children.
Yeah, but even and this is going to sound terrible, but like she's, I feel, I don't know. I don't even know what I was going to say. When you're divorced, that's like you are, you maybe you're used to having like time where like her kids, but it's only half the kids, so I don't really know. But either way, I imagine Heather is like, I'm not working. I thought we were going on vacation. I thought it would be fun. And everyone is just arguing. And I just want to like lay by the beach and be left alone. And I don't blame her for feeling that way whatsoever.
But this is also where Heather finds out about the couples dinner, and she finally is like, oh, wait a minute, now I'm upset. Like, it was
Yeah.
really great because she was just like, no, this is kind of not great. And I wrote, it's the but what about me trip? Like, because I feel like everyone's issue is just, but what about me? What about
Yes.
my feelings?
Which everyone's feelings are valid, but
But I just feel like part of going on a girl's trip is you have to let go of that. Like, especially because most girls' trips are centered around one woman. And like, this was Carol's trip. This was Carol's return to the island. And this was her seeing her boyfriend play in a show. And no one gives a fuck about Carol. Like, even
yeah.
if Aviva goes to check on Carol, she's really still complaining about her shit still.
Listen, I have been on so many girls' trips, if we're including bachelorette parties, just
Yeah,
other
of course
trips.
we are.
I have never been on one where people fight like this. Like
Oh.
this, it truly always blows my mind with the Housewives. And obviously, they're making a show and it's part of it, but I feel like that's end. Just the way it's continuing. And I would just be like, we are on vacation. Like,
Yeah.
just to spoil it the way. And it's really Aviva. Like, they were doing great before she got there.
Do you think it's because they're rich and it doesn't matter? They can go on vacation whenever.
Probably. Because you can't even say, like, oh, it's because they don't know each other that well. I saw the funniest tweet the other day. It was like, remember when you were in a bridal party and now you follow your friend's random friend and then like 5 years later, you know everything about their life, even though you've like never seen them again. And I'm like, I have so many people like that, that like, oh, when you become best friends for like that short period of time and have all these inside jokes from your 1 weekend away for a bachelorette party, and then it's like they're gone from your life.
I have people that I've met while traveling because I'm a solo traveler.
Yeah.
We're like, there's this like young couple on the West Coast that I know that I'm just like, oh wow, they're doing this now. That's so great. And I'm just like, I will never see you again.
I know.
Like,
I, yeah. But to that term that you can't say, it's like, oh, because they don't know each other well, that like this is why they're fighting so much. They just,
no,
no.
it's
Aviva
just.
just ruined the vibe. She really did.
Well, I think Aviva came in with such high expectations, but then also Sonia and Ramona had such a clear sight of what they wanted as well. And when everyone didn't get what they wanted, they just fell apart.
Yes. And then we see Heather actually like getting into it with Carol and Aviva and like storms off.
Yeah, she gets very upset that they're having this dinner. And so then Carol and Heather meet up again. And Carol's just like, what's going on? And they kind of like just have a really nice moment where they talk on the beach and they kind of settle it. And Carol's able to tell Heather what's going on. And Heather really listens. And then they go swimming in the ocean together. And it's quite lovely.
Yeah, well, that's it's like the opposite of like when Garcelle and Dorit talk to each other and there's no listening. Those two actually listen and have a productive conversation.
Yes. And then Sonia is back. They're back at the house and she's flirting with the chef. And she's like, wait, are you inviting me for a drink? And like, he kind of wasn't, but then he's like, sure. And she's like, oh my God, we're going on a date. And like, just totally makes something out of nothing, which I was just like, flirting I can learn from. So then I don't know what happens, but I'm on a girls' trip. I can't think of anything more boring. Girls gone wild. Let's bring in Mr. Francis. I think this is a fight between Sonia. Oh, this is a fight between Sonia and Aviva.
Yes.
Because they come into the kitchen, like Aviva comes in and they just resume fighting.
What I like is I like when mid-argument we get little Sonia like real things or things about her family. So she said something very interesting in the argument. She said she had her sister fly in to be with her daughter. And I just want to know everything. I know where her sister lives, but like the fact that we like never have seen the sister coming in to watch her daughter. Like,
wait, don't we meet Sonia's sister at one point?
Oh, maybe once. Maybe once we did.
I know we met her niece.
We did meet a niece. A niece came to a charity thing with her.
I might be thinking of Dorinda's sister, but
Melinda?
Yes. I love her.
Oh, of course. But yeah, it's just, I like when you get those like real, real moment from Sonia, her yelling that in the middle of the argument.
A lot of real Sonia on this trip, I will
say. She was so mad. We rarely see her this mad. She's cursing. She's so funny though. She goes, I've been around a long time, bitch. I'm old.
Well, because they're basically, she's just like, I just want to have fun and you're bringing.
Oh, I just figured out what the Francis, the joke.
Doug Francis.
Aviva says,
your girl's gone.
Read overweight old lady's gone wild. That's what Reed said.
Reed said what?
That he called it overweight old ladies gone wild.
Oh. You know, Reed.
And then his beautiful wife tops it off that says Sonya's setting a great example for her daughter.
Ugh.
Which you know we love that.
I really hate all of that sentence. Sonia's super hurt. And Aviva says, you can't own it. And return to sender. It's just like, it's such weird back and forth. And yeah. Carol and Aviva go swimming. Ramona says Aviva is dark energy and she wants to kiss the ground that everyone wants. She wants everyone to kiss the ground she walks on, which I do believe. I do feel like that's the way she's feeling. And then they have sunset drinks before Russ's show. And Carol asks Aviva, hey, can we just like not bring this energy to the show? And things seem to be a little bit calmer. And then they go to they're going to the show and Ramona just ditches out. She just Irish goodbyes.
Well, after all this talk of the couple's meal and the ladies' meal, we see none of it. They don't even show any of the meals, so they must have been very lackluster. And yeah, Ramona and Sonia just decide to not go to this music festival for whatever reason.
Ramona.
They just disappeared and went home. And the ladies are like, oh, okay, I guess they're not coming with us to the music festival. So they don't all meet back up until 11 p.m. to eat dinner at the house.
Because I guess there was second dinner?
I don't know, but they are all, and to me, Sonia and Rona are so drunk, and it's so obvious why they got so drunk, because if they didn't eat dinner till 11 o'clock, like.
And I mean, I understand after going to a concert, like, you kind of do have the munchies no matter what kind of thing you partake in. Like, you're dancing, you're all, like, adrenalined up, so, like, you want to have some food, you want to have a nosh. And it looks like a lovely meal that Carol got, but they are shwasted. And Sonia's too drunk to even change. She doesn't know where the bra or underwear is. Oh no, this was the best. As Carol was like, why is it taking her so long to get dressed? She doesn't wear a bra or underwear.
Mm-hmm. Ramona is wasted. She's yelling about them being boring. Now Aviva seems like she wants to have fun, which is like very odd. And all Ramona keeps saying is she didn't know about the concert and how important it was. And in classic, Real Housewives fashion, everything is filmed and they do a flashback to Aviva, to Carol literally saying like, the reason we're going is my boyfriend plays in this music festival. And they were like, how fun. Can't wait.
Hold up.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Do you feel like you watch so much Housewives that you can predict when they're going to go to a flashback before the even? Because I do. I'll be like, and flashback. And I'm pretty...
I go so far as I get annoyed when they don't play a specific scene that I'm like, you could have put this in there. Like, I'll definitely... call it out. Once you watch enough Bravo, you know to expect it too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that's something that they do so well. But some of the times the flashbacks is where I'm like, oh my God, I've been watching this for so long. Like there was one, I think it was on Vanderpump Rules, where it literally was like 2011. And I was like, dear God, we are in 2024. Like, I can't even believe you can flashback this far back.
Yeah. It's been a long road with our Bravo pals.
I know, we forget sometimes how long, and then people are like, fans are so crazy. It's like, yeah, well, I've been watching your life for 13 years. So then Carol calls them, says it's inelegant to see them drinking and being so wasted. And Aviva, this is messed up, says Aviva says Sonia's like Anna Nicole Smith.
That was, I literally just wrote, yikes. That's so
yikes.
That's such a dark comparison. But like the way she says it is, she's like, I've seen this before. Like young ingenue marries old man. It's Anna Nicole Smith all over again. And I was just like, and Anna Nicole Smith might have just died at that point.
Like, maybe.
Should we do a time check? Because I feel like
I don't remember what year was this season five, though.
You look at season five, I'll look at Anna Nicole Smith. Because
2012.
Yeah, she passed away in February of 2007. So
it wasn't like just.
It wasn't but like.
No, it's insensitive. And also, she's one of those figures. Anna Nicole Smith, like on the surface, the media was absolutely horrible to her and all of that. And then you actually learn more about her life. You're just like, this is so tragic and sad.
It really was. So just of everything that we've seen in Sonia's life from up until now, even, it's just so harsh. And we cut to, and Aviva doesn't say that to her face. At least.
Correct. Yes.
She says that in her confessional. But Sonia goes, here's what I know. I don't know. Which I liked.
But somehow they all come together as they always do at the end. The ladies let loose. They jump in the pool with their clothes on. Sonia obviously gets in full naked with her pretty kitty. and Ramona has no desire to go in the pool. And Heather pushes her in. And Ramona's actually, like, not mad about it. And that's how you actually know Ramona and Heather have bonded. Because we're a season ahead of, who are you to get me wet? Which we know, if she don't like you, that's not going to be the way she's going to want it to go down.
And it was just fun. But Ramona was also complaining because she was packing. She's like, I have to pack. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? And she starts doing the same thing that she did on Girls Trip, where she's just like, I can't find something. This is horrible. Everything's ruined. And I'm glad that they just threw her in the pool.
Yes. And I was glad she didn't freak out about it. Though It can be very dangerous to throw people in the pool. So I'm actually like very anti-throwing people in the pool, which sounds like so old lady motherly of me, but
No, that's true. I mean, in the time of cell phones, I also don't appreciate when people are fully clothed being pushed in the pool.
yes, that's a
Because
big, you
even
gotta
though
check.
a lot of iPhones are and like cell phones are now waterproof, they still like here's the truth about the waterproof. You don't, it's not like, oh, you throw it in the water and it instantly works again. It just dries out and works. And you
Yeah,
have to put
no.
it in rice immediately. Like, but it still doesn't work immediately. And in a world where that's our lifeline, oh my God, do not
Yeah.
push me in the pool if I'm fully clothed, because
A
it's quite hot.
few summers ago, Derek and I were at his aunt and uncle's pool, and it was they live in like a community, so it was a community pool. So we put our stuff down, and the ground was really hot, and he took his shoes off. So he just like sprinted into the pool, and the second he jumped in, he goes, "My phone!" And his phone was in his pocket. It was not a waterproof phone. It was dead and gone. There was no saving it. However, this has scarred him so badly. Every time he gets into a pool now, he does a tap of checking, his shorts every time. And he'll even do it like four times because he's so paranoid about doing that. So, yeah, but this is where we end. We finally, the next episode is not in St. Barth's.
Thank God.
We don't have
Back
to
in
watch
New
them
York.
leave, anything like that. I always, we never really see them leave, but sometimes I do kind of want to see, like, are they all just like, do they say like we won't film it so they can all just like have a
Decompress.
filming break? Yeah, and decompress. I always wonder that.
I mean, honestly, I feel like production probably needs it at that point
I
too.
know. I mean, I hope that they do give them that time. I
Yeah.
also wonder sometimes I feel like they don't always travel back together. Like I could see someone staying longer in a place or like going somewhere else
Yeah.
after. Just depends.
I mean, think about any kind of work trip. They have to pay for you to go back anyway. So like sometimes you can fly other places and then you just pay for yourself on the other half. So, but fun episode, a lot of great lines, a lot of ridiculous moments. I am so glad to be out of St. Barth's, but spoiler alert, we will not be rid of this fight.
Nope, such an epic trip. Classic Real Housewives New York trip. One for the record books for sure. Like this stands out for sure as like one of their
That's why
better
they went back
trips.
there for a girls trip, and I'm
Yeah.
glad that we have this lined up so well. And I also want to apologize for anyone listening to this episode. I'm so stuffed up this week. If you like hear me sniffle and it like makes you grossed out, I'll try and cut it out, but I apologize. I'm doing my best.
We are all just trying to survive this winter and cold. It's
Hot and cold, so that's like the problem is that it's
yeah.
like it's not weather, it's malaria. That's a Lewis Black line. I can't take credit. So yeah, this was a fun one.
Well, that's it. Thank you for listening. We love you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.